please stand as we read from the Word of God? This comes from Luke chapter 18. Then Jesus told His disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God and I care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off? I tell you, He will see that they get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth?'" This is the Word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Lord Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as You speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. May the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. You may be seated. So this text is one that many people know. Some would claim it as their favorite. Some would use it as the example of how we're to pray. The problem is that sometimes we overthink this scripture and we put God in places within this text where He's really not. So, and we'll get into discussing that here in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you about, okay. This woman, Hart. And according to the judge, she bothered him. And when I read that, I think about, ladies, if we as your husbands tell you we're going to do something, don't keep harping on us for 6 months. We'll do it. We'll get it done. In God's time, not your time. Now you know why this is gone. No, so this text is talking to us about prayer and the importance and the need for prayer. But he tells it in a way that brings up many things. So the widow continues to go to this judge who is all about himself. And in those days, those type of judges, if you didn't have a lot of money or you didn't have power, the chances of you getting a ruling in your favor was almost nothing. And this little widow knew that the chances of her getting justice probably wasn't going to happen because she didn't have money or prestige or rank. So she resorted to the one thing that she could do, and that was to continue to go and be in front of that judge. Now the judge, on the other hand, I can just imagine what it must have been like going to work every day, and the very first face you see is hers. It would have been like Lance coming into the office every day and the first face he sees is mine. That would wear a person out. But he continued to stay where he was and not hear her case. And so she kept on and she kept on day after day after day from the moment the court opened to the moment that the court closed, she was there. And I'm pretty sure she made sure that wherever he looked, that's where she was. And our scripture talks about the fact that after a while, he got fed up with it. And his response to himself was, I'm not afraid of nobody, even God. But if I don't do something for this lady, she's going to hurt me. And the word in the Greek text literally means to give a black eye. So he decided that I better do this or she's going to be waiting for me in a dark alley and she's going to take me out. Now, within this are a couple of things I want us to look at. First of all, dependence. We are dependent on God. And those times when we feel like we don't need to be dependent on God, we need to be independent, what happens? We kind of lose our way. But dependence on God, letting Him know that we can't survive, we can't live without Him, helps us to understand that even though we have free will and we have all this independence in our life, we still depend on God for a lot of things. Otherwise, we wouldn't pray to Him. We could do it on our own, right? But we can't do it on our own. And it helps us to understand that by praying and praying consistently and constantly, it reminds us how dependent we really are on God. Just like the little lady, she was very dependent on that judge to rule in her favor. Another thing that comes up is that God is revealed in the answering of prayers. So we bow down and we pray. And a lot of times we're praying for something we need or we want, right? God, I need you to take care of this situation. Or, God, I sure would like to have, or I want. As I thought about that, I thought about my days in a deer blind. When I'm sitting there all alone, looking out through that window, seeing all the beauty that God has created and put before my eyes to be thankful for. And I catch myself saying, God, I sure wish you'd send that 10-point buck by. You see, we want and we need, and what happens is when those prayers don't get answered when we think they should, I mean, I'm all by myself when I pray. I expect God to answer my prayer right then. Anybody else like that? Are the rest of y'all asleep or awake? I mean, when we pray, we think or we expect God to answer those prayers when we want them answered. I don't want that 10-point buck walking by at the end of deer season. I want it now. God, I want you to answer this prayer. I need healing right this minute. I need you to deal with this situation right now. Can you imagine the little widow when she first went in to talk to the judge and she presented her case? Give me victory over my adversary. She expected an answer right then. And I'm sure she expected an answer every time she went in there. But she was persistent. When she didn't get that answer, she continued to do what she was doing. You see, sometimes God decides to answer prayers when He gets ready to answer those prayers. And it's not because He's too busy. It's not because you're not important. But it's because maybe we need a little bit of time to understand the necessity of those prayers. And then when God answers those prayers, it's about God, right? If God were to answer all of our prayers immediately, then this world would be in total chaos. What's that movie Jim Carrey was in about God? Bruce Almighty. Y'all seen Bruce Almighty? So the deal behind Bruce Almighty is that he kind of critiques God, and God comes to him and says, okay, so since you know it all, I'm going to let you be God. And one of the things that continues to happen is his head is so filled with all of these voices. Well, those voices are people praying. And so one day he gets fed up with it and he just starts answering every one of them. The next day the world is in complete chaos. You see, God reveals Himself through what He does in our lives so that we can give Him glory and not glorify ourselves. So when we pray, God answers our prayers. It may not be exactly the way we think they need to be. I remember as a teenager, I prayed that God would give me a car so that I could go and run around with my friends. And I had visions of what my car was going to look like. Any of y'all ever have that? I can tell you my daughter and my son should have learn to pray a little bit more. So here I have all these ideas of what my new car, my first car, is going to look like. I'm going to be able to outrun everything on the road in my truck. God answered my prayer. A 1968 Ford Galaxy 500. That was the most embarrassing vehicle I ever drove. Yeah, because nobody would ride with me. I'd come to a red light and it would die. And then I'd be praying, Lord, please let this thing crank back up. The point is that God answers our prayers. It may not be exactly the way we think they need to be answered, but God answers our prayers according to the real need. Yes, He gives us things that we want, but He doesn't give them all to us, because a lot of times we become selfish with our wants. Another thing that we can learn from this text is this: the importance of prayer. Prayer is the most important thing that we can do in our everyday life. Prayer is important to the essentials of our being. God wants to have a relationship with us. And it's not that one moment when we come down and we accept Jesus as our Savior and it's all over. But a lasting relationship. One of the things that this little widow teaches us is the importance of being persistent in prayer. It's not a one and done. She continues and continues and continues in her persistence until she gets the answer that she's looking for. Now, the judge might have ruled against her, but the point for her was to be heard. So I ask you this question. How important is that thing in your life that you're praying for? How important is it? How persistent are you in praying in your life? Because here's the thing. If that particular instance or that particular event or that particular request was so important to you to pray in the first place, why wouldn't you continue to pray until you got the answer that you were looking for? Why wouldn't we be persistent in praying for those things that in the first place were important? A one and done doesn't really do it all the time, y'all. And sometimes it takes a long time to get that prayer answered. Angie's probably one of the best prayer warriors I've ever seen in my life. And I'm kind of jealous because when she prays, God talks back to her. When I pray, I'm kind of like the widow. God, did you hear my prayer yesterday? What's the holdup? But being persistent. And that's what Jesus was talking about. You can't just do this, Lord, I pray for such and such, and it'd be over with. Because the thing is we pray, and when God doesn't answer it, when we think God needs to, then we say God doesn't hear our prayers. Yeah, God hears our prayers. But you're not being persistent in what you're asking for. And you're being impatient, expecting God to jump every time you speak. Prayer is an example of our faith. Did you know that? Prayer is an example of faith. When we go to God and we pray, we're having faith that God is going to answer our prayers. Which brings about the very last thing that Jesus says in this text. And that is this. I tell you, he will see that they will get justice and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? If we're persistent in prayer, we'll be persistent in our faith because we have faith in God to hear and answer our prayers. So I ask you this question today and close with it. If God were to come back right now, if we heard the trumpet blow and the angelic choir sing, and Jesus were to come to that door, would he see a persistent faith in you? he see a persistent prayer life in you? Would he see a persistent witness in you? I don't know about you, but I think I need to work on mine a little bit. No, I need to work on mine a lot. Because I'm persistent in some things, but not in others. Let's become like that widow who never gives up. And we call upon the opposite of that judge. If that judge was willing to give in and give her what she wanted after that period of time, just think about how willing a loving God is to answer our prayers if we're persistent in that prayer. Bow with me. Almighty and gracious God, sometimes we kind of take for granted our faith. We take for granted our prayer life. We take for granted many things. Father, we thank you for this text today that shows us that we have to be focused and persistent in order to grow and to have an influence. Father, you hear and answer our prayers even before we begin to ask them. But if it's so important to us, if our Christian walk is so important to us, what we pray for is so important for us, then Father, we need to be more persistent in what we're doing. And we ask that you lead and guide us and show us where we need to strengthen our lives. Father, as we go from here today, help us to examine ourselves and to become more like this widow who is persistent in our Christian walk to ensure that we are the best we can be. We pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.